Dr. Merity A. Hancock.
At a ceremony held during SUNY's annual All-College Conference at the Saratoga Springs City Center, Dr. Merity Hancock was officially inaugurated as the fourth president of Empire State College. Hancock was asked how she felt being the first woman to head the Empire State College network.
It's exciting. I'll quote the chancellor who made a comment at a luncheon I was in several months ago saying, when it no longer matters, people will stop talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that people notice it means it still matters. So I find it exciting.
The theme of the inauguration was reemergence, a nod to the reemergence of non-traditional students in today's scholastic environment. Empire State College operates through more than 35 locations in New York and also hosts online programs. According to the school, the average age of an undergraduate student enrolled in an Empire State College program is 35. Graduate students average age 40. Before being appointed to her position by the Empire State College Board last May, Hancock served as vice president of Central Michigan University Global Campus. Hancock said she enjoys working with non-traditional students. She said the job requires a different kind of leadership role than does a traditional 2 or 4 year college. Working to adapt and coordinate with a blue-collar population, single parents, members of the military, and others with atypical schedules and needs. Hancock said she enjoys meeting those challenges.
In my mind, it keeps it fun. It keeps it very dynamic. There are no easy answers, and you end up getting a very high-energy, incredibly intelligent group of people who want to be here, want to be doing this. So it's a fun population to work with, both from the students you're serving and the faculty and staff with whom you get to work.
The celebration for Hancock was marked earlier in the day by United Way Worldwide CEO and President Brian Gallagher's deliverance of the 2014 Boyer Lecture, named after Ernest Boyer, SUNY Chancellor from 1970 to 1977. SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpfer reflected on Gallagher's lecture, Transformational Leadership, Succeeding in a Complex World, in speaking about the mission of Empire State College.
We're celebrating Dr. Ernie Boyer, whose idea this was when he was Chancellor of SUNY. The notion was that an adult learner, or a learner who's not in the demographic that we typically think about college, is probably smart enough to know what they need. They may not know how to get it, they may not have the content, but they know what they want to become. And so this notion that you, with your mentor, can craft the curriculum and then we'll put the pieces and parts together to create a degree or a certificate is what Ernie Boyer had in mind, and that's what we're seeing today at Empire State.
Hancock's address focused on advocating for additional state resources to enhance virtual and online learning, accelerating degree completion, streamlining administrative functions, and upgrading video conference facilities to bring together public and private sectors and bring learning beyond New York. Attendees included SUNY Chairman of the Board Carl McCall, faculty, staff, students, and visiting scholars and dignitaries. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.